You're listening to SBS News.
At a media conference at Parliament holding back tears, Prime Minister Scott Morrison said he pledges to improve workplace culture in Parliament House.
We must put the politics aside on these things, and we must recognise this problem, acknowledge it, and we must fix it. This has been a very traumatic month.
It comes after more disturbing allegations of sexual misconduct within the coalition party. One staff member was sacked after images emerged of him allegedly performing a lewd sex act at the desk of a female MP he worked for. Mr. Morrison says it's shameful, and investigations will continue into the group of coalition staffers who are accused of swapping graphic footage and images filmed inside Parliament.
I'm shocked and I'm disgusted. It is shameful. It is just absolutely shameful. I was completely stunned, as I have been on more than one occasion over the course of this last month. We must get this house in order.
He says he now welcomes the spotlight on the treatment of women in Australia. The Prime Minister had faced heavy criticism for his rhetoric after Liberal staffer Brittany Higgins went public with her allegations for saying his response had been influenced by a discussion with his wife, Jenny. Women across the country called on the Prime Minister to see them as somebody rather than somebody's wife, daughter or mother. Defending his response, Mr. Morrison says he relies on family to deal with things.
Criticise me if you like for speaking about my daughters, but they are the centre of my life. My wife is the centre of my life. My mother, my widowed mother, is the centre of my life. They motivate me every day on this issue, which is why I'm here. I owe them everything. And to them, I say to you girls, I will not let you down. To the many other women who are in this place, who have shared their stories with me, I thank you.
The Prime Minister was also criticised for his decision not to attend the recent Women's March in Canberra and for referencing that it was a triumph that the demonstration was not met with bullets like protests in other countries. However, even his most emotional response to date didn't pass without controversy. Greens Senator Larissa Waters accusing Mr. Morrison of weaponising sexual assault allegations to compensate for his own failings after an altercation with Sky News political editor Andrew Clennell.
If you were the boss at a business and there'd been an alleged rape on your watch and this incident we heard about last night on your watch, your job would probably be in a bit of jeopardy. Doesn't it look like you've lost control of your ministerial staff here?
If anyone in this room wants to offer up the standards in their own workplaces by comparison, I'd invite you to do so.
Well, they're better than these, I would suggest.
Let me take you up on that. Right now, you'd be aware in your own organisation that there is a person who has had a complaint made against them for harassment of a woman in a women's toilet. And that matter is being pursued by your own HR department.
I'm not aware.
You're not aware of it.
In a statement on Tuesday afternoon, News Corp Australia Executive Chair Michael Miller said no complaint, such as the one referred to by Mr. Morrison, was being investigated. Shadow Finance Minister Katie Gallagher questioning how this kind of rhetoric will help women come forward in the future.
How do you urge women to come forward and then, in the same breath almost, disclose confidential details on national television about a complaint he knows of? I mean, how do you reconcile that?
Labor Senator Christina Keneally says his emotions are 5 weeks too late.
And I acknowledge the Prime Minister's mea culpa. It is 5 weeks too late, but it has arrived. And while I acknowledge the Prime Minister's understandable love for his family, for his daughters, his wife and his mother, I never question that. The question that Australian women are asking of this Prime Minister is that you say you've heard us. So now, what are you going to do? Because it is one thing to say that you hear the women of Australia. It is another thing to act.
Just one day ago, the government announced that an inquiry into the alleged rape of Brittany Higgins would be put on hold over concerns it could compromise a police investigation into the matter. Mr. Morrison said action to address culture problems in Parliament House would come following recommendations from an independent examination by Sex Discrimination Commissioner Kate Jenkins. Mr. Morrison added that consideration was underway for a summit to be held as part of the next action plan to reduce violence against women and children. He also expressed openness to considering quotas being implemented to improve the representation of women in politics, something that has already been adopted by the Labor Party. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.